Starlight, star bright. First star that I do see tonight. Are you ready to rumble? Good evening, red giants, white dwarves, quasars, and everything in between. Those busy little organisms on my third planet are at it again, launching a new interplanetary probe in just a few ticks of the orbit, and you know what that means!
The 35th Interplanetary Probe Hurling Competition by Brett Fetzer and Juliet Waller-Prezan.
If you are new to this sport, and it's only been happening for a blink of an eye from our perspective, so I guess we're all a little new to it, here's what happens. Those smooth monkeys on the planet Earth shoot an interplanetary probe away from their planet and aimed at some other heavenly sphere. Our competitors, the eight magnificent planets, will attempt to latch on to that probe with their gravitational fields and send it careening off into deep space, or, for double points, pull it into themselves for a crash landing. Whoa! Our undefeated reigning champion, with 35 out of 35 wins, is the second largest object in this solar system.
Jupiter! Jupiter! Jupiter!
That's right. Let's go to our roving commentator, Comet Shoemaker Levy.
Thank you, Sol. As you can hear, Jupiter and its moons are pumped up and ready to play.
Jupiter! Jupiter!
Jupiter, will you be able to defend your title as champion?
Do you even need to ask? I am a gas giant.
How have you been training for this year's game?
I never stop training. You stop, you drop.
Champion! Champion!
Well, that's it from Jupiter. Sol?
Thank you, Shoemaker Levy. Now, we weren't sure if they were going to make it, but it looks like Halley's Comet has indeed arrived in time for a quick word with Neptune. Halley, what's the word from where you are?
Sol, we're way out here in the far reaches of the solar system, where you might think you'd be at a disadvantage, but Neptune begs to differ.
First, I'd just like to point out that this competition is deeply sizest.
More mass, more gravity.
I think the obvious one-sidedness of this game up to now really invites a re-examination of the rules. Aren't we all a little bored by now with Jupiter winning every time through sheer brute force?
I don't know. Watching a monster athlete at the peak of their form is pretty thrilling.
And what form is that exactly? Spherical? Bloated? Look! I'm still the fourth largest planet, and come on, Uranus just barely edges me out. And you don't have to stifle your giggles when you talk about me, okay?
Uranus.
Let's talk tactics. I'm further out than Jupiter, which means I'm in the perfect position to hijack any probe that Jupiter has hurled my way. And whoever hooks the probe last is the winner, right? So don't count me out.
Hey, 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 hey.
Oh, shit.
Oh, hey, everyone, it's Pluto.
Damn right it's Pluto.
Can we take this conversation a little further that away? Pluto arcs out of the real plane of orbit by that point.
So I'm a little irregular. I have just as much right to play.
Pluto, I'm sorry, but you've been disqualified.
No! I'm a planet. I am.
Come a little closer, Pluto. Let me moon you.
Back off, Neptune.
I'll let you orbit retrograde. It's so cute and quirky.
I am my own planet, damn it!
This might go on a while. Sol, back to you.
Thanks, Sally. Poor Pluto. Always the bridesmaid. Comet Kohoutek, are you out there? Do the inner planets have anything to say?
Well, Sol, looks like I found a great example of sportsmanship over here. Mars, Venus, and Mercury seem to be working together. Excuse me?
Dude, you shouldn't sneak up on us like that.
I'm from Radio K-Sun. How's your training going, Mercury? it looks like you might be working out some secret strategies.
What are you talking about? We're just chilling.
So, Venus, you're not training for the probe hurling?
No. I do not play games that will scratch this surface. Seriously, I am the hottest, and I plan to stay that way.
I see. Mars?
It's so lame. Jupiter...
Dumb jock.
...is only gonna win again. What's the point? We're just gonna hang until it's over.
But Mars, you came in third place a couple of years ago.
Mars was disqualified. It was completely unfair. A total conspiracy. They said he got assistance from his moon. Right. I mean, no offense, but have you seen his moons? No way. The outer planets are just jealous of his popularity.
I did not ask for the rover, man. It just came to me. And then suddenly everyone was like, Mars, your ego, man. And I was like, what?
I see. Looks like Mars, Mercury, and Venus will be sitting this one out.
I don't sit, but yes, I won't be participating. And for the record, I like Jupiter. I think he's a fine athlete. Very fine.
There you have it. Comet Lovejoy, over to you.
Thanks, Kahootek. So, I'm here where it all begins, with the planet Earth. Earth, how's it going?
Oh, dear. Oh, my. Oh, jeez.
Getting ready to launch that probe?
Oh!
You're crucial to the game, but that very cruciality prevents you from becoming a competitor. How does that feel?
Really? You're going to ask me that right now?
Sol, I think... Oh, boy.
Oh, it's coming.
Probe launch imminent, so...
It's coming.
Oh, yeah. Can you hear it?
Well,
here we go.
And the probe leaves Earth's atmosphere, dropping booster rockets like change falling from a drunkard's pockets, spreading its solar sails like a dragonfly's glittering wings past the moon, soaring through the asteroid belt, and heading toward Mars. Lovejoy, are you on it?
Holy cow, here it comes, and Mars is... Mars?
Whoa! Is that... Oh, man, I should not have had that last hit! Oh, it's so pretty! Wow! Is there more than one of those? Obstacles!
And Mars is out of the competition, so probe sailing unimpeded toward Jupiter. Over to you, Shoemaker Levy.
That's right, Lovejoy. It's coming our way, and Jupiter's flexing its gravitational field. Yes!
The probe is curving around Jupiter. Jupiter is tugging hard.
Jupiter! Jupiter!
It's a thing of beauty, but Jupiter's grip isn't as sure this time around. The probe feels that pull, but it's slipping out of Jupiter's grasp.
No!
And heading towards Saturn. This is history in the making, folks. Saturn is ready. Listen to those rings.
Jewel of the heavens, sparkling lure. Grab that probe and land it sure.
The probe is making a full spin around Saturn. This is magnificent, and Saturn is hurling the probe out of the plane of orbit. There's no way Jupiter can catch it. The probe is on its way to the inky depths of space. I'm calling it. The winner of the 35th Interplanetary Probe Hurling Competition is...
Hold on! Hold on! Listen! The Earth is... Folks, this is unheard of. The Earth is spinning its moon around like a tether ball. It's building up speed and... Unbelievable! In a Hail Mary pass, the Earth has thrown its own moon at the probe. And the moon is so perfectly aimed... Direct hit! And the probe's trajectory has been returned back to the Earth.
Is that even legal? I give it points for sheer chutzpah.
Sol, can we get a ruling on this?
And the probe has crashed. Double points.
The competition is over.
Oh.
But
The judges are conferring. Say, how's the Earth?
Earth, how are you doing?
I don't feel so good.
You are visibly trembling.
Oh, I've never been without my moon before.
Hold on, hold on. The judges have spoken. Stars, planets, moons, and comets. According to the rules, the last body to actually affect the probe's trajectory is the winner. So believe it or not, winner of the 35th interplanetary probe hurl is... the Earth Moon!
Amazing.
Comet Hale Bopp, are you there? Is the Earth's moon within your reach?
Yes, I think I can just keep up with the Earth's moon. Excuse me, Earth's moon.
Oh, fuck!
Oh, no. Radio.
Did you see that? I felt it through my whole being. Every crater trembled. It was perfect. That hit. Did we win?
You won.
I won. Oh, I feel so free.
And now what?
Can't you just let me enjoy this moment?
Well, this moment seems to be moving quickly into the next, and you seem to be moving right along with them.
Oh.
So I'm wondering, after such a spectacular showing...
Oh, my.
Earth's moon.
Yes?
You seem a little...
Could you contact... Do you have a way to get in touch with Earth?
I could try, but by the time I did, well... You would be...
Even farther away!
Yes!
It's very dark.
It is.
Will you find your way back?
I'll manage.
Hail Bob?
Yes?
Try to keep my memory alive!
Will do. Truthfully, I'm at a loss for words out here. Final words, Saul.
I think... We're all a little verklempt, Hail Bop. I can't think of the last time we lost such a luminous member of our community. I don't think any of us will forget this historic victory, a triumph of daring, grit, and determination against the lumbering power of brute force.
Hey.
Well, that's it from all of us at Radio K-Sun. We'll report later on the well-being of the Earth. But this has been the most exciting interplanetary probe hurling competition in the history of the sport. From all of us, to all of you twinkling little stars out there in the Milky Way, and especially to a small rocky orb soaring endlessly through the vastness of space. Good night.